Hi, this is David here with Matt again on the 30th of July. We're in Weymouth, just looking at the live sites and the experience of viewing the sailing, which I think is a very difficult sport to watch, actually, and to kind of properly consume as part of the Olympics. So we're interested really in the different spaces that have been provided and or not provided in Weymouth for it. So we've been at the live site on the beach, which is a kind of fabulous space, very informal, good viewing of the actual event. You can't actually see the sailing from there. You can't visually see the sailing. We've also got the Knoll, which is the kind of official venue, I believe, Matt, which is
again, ticketed venue. That's the official ticketed venue. But as we sit here in this little seat at the top of another hill, farther off the Knoll, we can physically see the actual main big screen at the Knoll. We can physically see the sailing. You can see the sailing from where we are. And interestingly, on this space, as we've noticed, local people with knowledge have came here to, if you like, to circumnavigate, pardon the pun, the actual sailing, which is really interesting.
Yeah, and what I was saying is that there's, you know, just standing with some of these people, they're all there with their binoculars, they're watching the sailing, they can see the screen, so they'll be able to hear about the commentary, but they're then also part of a knowledgeable audience who are talking about it, so they're able to reflect, oh, that's there, they're going past this buoy, etc. So they are able to follow the race. And I think in some ways, there's where we're looking here, we can see lots of people just along that the front area who are able to see the actual boats in the water, and are trying to kind of get a peek of the screen, sorry, to be able to actually access a little bit more information so that they know what's going on.
But there is an issue that, to be fair, that's still there is that these are the construction of spaces, if you like. So these spaces are constructed, and they really do feel issues of desire for distinction. There's no two ways about it. Even in the live sites, we have the VISP spaces that we've seen in London in the main spaces. And even this morning, when the Portersfield incident was getting chatted about, the BT London Live, they were coming back saying, these aren't our screens, you know, this isn't us. So there definitely is this issue about constructing a distinction around particular spaces.
Yeah, I think especially for events like the sailing here, because actually what we are looking over at the Knoll is actually obviously a ticket area with a screen, which does give you that exclusivity about being in the venue. Even though we can see the sailing from other parts, there's still that element where it's kind of hidden away, which means that you do have a, I was there, I was at the Olympic venue, I did have a ticket to
the
Olympics. You know, whereas actually in some ways it appears to me you could have really opened up the sailing as a viewing experience if you know, because it is possible to see the sailing from quite a long way away, and in a way we've clearly have hidden away the actual venue. To be able to sell tickets at a certain price.
There is a clash in these spaces. We're noticing a huge clash between London, between Portersfield, the large Hyde Park spaces, very commercialised, which in one way is fine because, as we say, the Olympics, they need to make their money. But here at this very beach space, this very holiday space, a lot of local people, there definitely seems something that's a bit more sinister, something that maybe does leave a bit of sour taste when they're trying to segment these spaces. In a lot of ways, quite, you know, in a very futile way, really, you know, because we can't actually get around it relatively easy.
Yeah. Okay, speak to you later.